Stevens with Yoga Empowered for Chronic Conditions. Over the last 6 weeks in classes, we've been working with compassion. A student was asked to do things where she was working with stuff where just being kind to oneself, loving oneself, taking care of oneself, and how compassion fits into that. So we've been practicing a compassion meditation, and this is something we've been doing in class. So basically, you just follow along. One of the things that I incorporated into the class, and which I thought is something that, since this meditation focuses on yourself, it focuses on someone you love, and it focuses on all beings, and creating compassion, creating less suffering for all. The idea of self-care is, if you don't have compassion for yourself, how can you have it for other people? So the best way to begin to learn compassion is to learn compassion for yourself. When you're kinder to yourself, you're kinder to others, less hard on yourself, less hard on others. So it's been a fun experiment, and one of the things we did was I printed out the meditation and made copies of it, encouraged everybody to, you know, put it in their pocket, especially the first several weeks when we were just starting to practice it. Just have it as a reminder, kind of as an anchor, a grounder, something that can bring you back to your meditation, back to your intention. So put it in your pocket, put it in your wallet, put it in books you're reading, put it in your schedule, put it in different places like that. And then, you know, after you've been practicing it for a while, start, I don't know, putting it, giving it to friends, just as a nice thing to do, just as a gesture. Nothing snarky or anything like that, but just, you know, you're sharing. It's a meditation for all beings. So people you love, and, you know, it's a fantastic meditation for forgiveness. If that's something that you're working with in your life, maybe you need to forgive yourself. So being able to do this meditation using the imagery as well makes it more powerful. The imagery of thinking of yourself, thinking of others, thinking of all beings. Using all five senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch. Using all of those senses, the idea is to visualize it as best to your ability. It could be just a light, it could be an image. It's going to be true and different for each one of us. Honor that. Begin there. Honor that. Don't try and make your experience anything other than it is. Don't try and make it, you know, more this or more that or more cool or, you know, anything like that. Just kind of just be present with it and see what comes up for you. Make sure you're just breathing smooth and steady. It's a lying meditation. You can really start anywhere. At any time, you can do it on the bus. It can become a mantra. But a lot of compassion, meditation, and just, yeah, this is all about compassion for yourself, for others, and for all beings. So begin this practice. You'll want to begin lying down, seated. Just find a comfortable position where you can bring your awareness to your breath. And just begin to relax. So just begin by noticing your body, your right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the right hand, back of the right hand. Feel into the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the left hand, back of the hand. Feeling into the left hand. Feel into the right hand. Back, fingers, palm. Left hand. Experience both palms, both hands simultaneously. Notice the shoulders, feel them relax, melting away from the ears. Relax, whether they're closed or halfway open, just in a relaxed alertness. Now the right eye in its socket, the right eyebrow, right cheekbone, left eye. Left eyebrow, left cheekbone. Experience the right eye, relaxing. The left eye, relaxing. Experience both eyes simultaneously. Relaxed and at ease. Bring your awareness to your mouth, feeling sensation in the mouth. The right ear. The left ear. Both ears simultaneously. Bring your awareness to the nostrils and the breath. The air entering and leaving your body. Feeling of expansion and release as the air enters and leaves. And finally, just feeling your whole body supported by the surface it rests upon. Imagine your body in your mind's eye, your whole body. Both arms, legs, front, back of the body, head. Visualize your body lying down, even as if you could step outside yourself and stand there looking down at your body, relaxed. Seated, lying, wherever you are. Keeping this vision of yourself in your mind's eye, repeat to yourself silently after me. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live in safety. May I be free of all suffering. Now bring to mind someone you love or who loves you. This can be a person, a group of persons, or a pet. Use all five senses to make the image as real as possible. What do they look like? Feel like? Sound like? Smell like? Holding this person in your mind's eye, repeat to yourself silently after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live in safety. May you be free of all suffering. Finally, imagine all beings, perhaps feeling a vast, spacious openness, or thinking of the earth as an orb, marble of green, blue, and white from space. In any way that you envision all beings, big, small, again using sight, sound, keeping all beings in your mind's eye as best you can. Maybe it's just a felt sense rather than an image. Repeat to yourself silently after me. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings live in safety. May all beings be free of suffering. So take a few moments and notice anywhere in your body, perhaps at your heart center, maybe between the eyebrows, maybe your left thumb. Notice sensation that may have crept up from this meditation, perhaps an opening in the heart, perhaps a warmth, a bubbling. Perhaps nothing at all. Just trust that your experience is just right, just as it is. Just as you are just right, just as you are. This completes your compassion meditation. Go on out and have a wonderful day. Thank you for practicing with me.